So, day two of the digital election campaign, which is what we're calling it. This time it's 6:45. I'm not at Westminster, I'm at Television Centre and going on the breakfast sofa on BBC One to talk about digital campaigning, showing a short film we prepared earlier and talking about what we learned yesterday. So that's how the day's going to start.
There's still a fair bit of low cloud in the southwest with a little bit of fog. Now here's our patchy rain moving up from the Isle of Wight into the Midlands.
So I've done my first hit on breakfast on the sofa with Sean, and I'm now in studio W13 waiting to talk to BBC Radio Hereford and Worcester at 7:45. So a bit of a technology glitch getting the studio working there, but we got on Hereford and Worcester in the end. Now to the rest of the day. The campaign got underway yesterday, of course. We saw a lot of social media activity, and we saw various gaffes, or supposed gaffes, being spotted on places like Twitter. But perhaps more importantly, we saw the parties using things like email and Google AdWords to try to get their message across. And later today, we're going to get the first, big social media event in which Gordon Brown is apparently going to answer questions on Facebook and other social media platforms. It's being called the People's PMQs, and it's no doubt the first of many which all of the politicians will be indulging in. Be interesting to see just how interactive a process that really is.